York, riverreporter.com. And from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Callicoon, New York, dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncallicoon.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we celebrate the freedom of expression that we have and the march for our lives.
the evil. Now the people in the street singing songs and carrying their sign. Cause they said, hooray for us.
Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young live. That was recorded on a tour that they did in the United States back in 2006 called the Freedom of Speech Tour. And they actually brought that tour and performed at Bethel Woods. And I got to attend some of those concerts. We just heard that classic song, For What It's Worth, written by Stephen Stills. And right before that, from David Crosby, What Are Their Names? You know, those songs came out of a time back in the late 60s and early 70s when there was protests and marches all about the Vietnam War. And, you know, our culture and the music responded to that. And I found that music like this and songs like For What It's Worth helped me understand what was going on in the world around me. And even though I don't have children in high school at this time, there is a national wave going on in our country today as tens of thousands of people are marching in cities all across the United States as they march for our lives. And I have to be incredibly impressed and proud of these young people, but also to understand the type of grief that they're going through, to have life ended so young. It was only 5 weeks ago that there was that terrible shooting in Parkland, Florida at the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. And so to understand that expression of grief, I wanted to play a song by one of my favorite singer-songwriters, a woman named Chrissy Hynde. She's always recorded as The Pretenders. And in 2016, she released an album that she recorded down in Nashville called Alone. And there's something about Chrissy Hynde. She has the ability to express sadness in such a beautiful way. She confronts straight on her feelings and has written some beautiful ballads. So I'd like to play a song from Chrissy Hynde as a tribute to those lost souls in Parkland, Florida, called Death Is Not Enough.
Good night, oh my sweet love. Let me cover your heart with a rose. Sleep tight, my deceived love. Well, you saw only thorns, I suppose. So peaceful, no more anger, no more fear. But on your cheek there shines a single tear. I'm the one to mellow you. Forever I will treasure you. Hold your hand and pull you through. When the going gets too rough, I'm the one to mellow you. Spell that's killing you. I'm so willing just to see you through. Cause death is not enough. Cause death is not enough. Good night. Sweet love, let me shine the light of a million loves on you. We tried so hard to make some sense of it, but the world is just a joke. I promise you I know what's gone and broke. I'm the one to mellow you.
Chrissy Hynde, The Pretenders, Death Is Not Enough. So there's a lot going on in the news today, and Paul McCartney joined the March for Our Lives this morning in New York City, close to the Dakota Apartment Building on 72nd Street. Have you ever been to Strawberry Fields there in Central Park? Well, John Lennon lived in the Dakota with Yoko Ono and Sean. And so Paul McCartney and his wife, Nancy Shovel, were marching this morning, and they wore black T-shirts, and it says, "We can end gun violence." And he held up a March for Our Lives sign, Paul McCartney did. And so he was interviewed by CNN, and Paul McCartney said, quote, "One of my best friends was killed in gun violence right around here. So it's important to me." Of course, he was talking about John Lennon. So he was. The reporter asked him if he thinks change can happen at the federal level, and McCartney said, quote, "I'm like everyone, I don't know. But this is what we can do, so I'm here to do it." This came from an article that was published on Yahoo.com. So, you know, I did not know John Lennon personally. I can't really say, you know, that one of my best friends was killed in gun violence. But I have to say that John Lennon was such an integral part of my identity, his music and his ideas, so that when he was shot, it affected me as if I had known someone personally who was shot. I've been lucky. No one close to me, no one in my world has ever had their life ended in that way. So I thought it would be very interesting to play a song from Yoko Ono and the Plastic Ono Band. So it's been how many years that Yoko has had to absorb the loss of John Lennon? And she has written a song called Healing, which was released on Yoko Ono's Plastic Ono Band in 2009, called Between My Head and the Sky. And it's a beautiful song, and it speaks to a very personal subject for Yoko. And it's one of the most beautiful things I think I've ever heard from her. When I hear this song, I have a wave of affection for Yoko Ono. And after that, Ringo Starr has also been recording some incredibly beautiful music. It's like his talent has flowered. And in 2010, he finally produced his own album. He'd done some recordings, but it was in 2010 when he did the Why Not album that he stepped up, and he co-wrote every song on the album. So we're going to listen to Ringo Starr, Everyone Wins, the light that's shining out from you. Let's start with Yoko Ono, Plastic Ono Band, Healing.
Imagine peace. Imagine peace. Let's put all the sad songs together. I change that negative energy to create a beautiful future. Yeah. water. Let each one of us be an oasis for the world. Everywhere. Throw away all the powders created here together.
Ah, everyone wins.
Ringo Starr. From 2010, Everyone Wins from the Why Not album. And right before that, Yoko Ono, Plastic Ono Band, Healing. From Between My Head and the Sky, 2009. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. On today's program, I am ruminating on the freedom of expression that we have in the United States. And today, across our country, the March for Our Lives events are happening in many, many cities. And that gives me a sense of strength and a sense of connection to my culture. Very proud to support these marches. It's exciting to see what's happening. And, you know, music is a feedback loop with what goes on in our culture. And some of the most important ideas that I've had in my life have been clarified for me, have been brought home to me through the music and songs. We're about to hear a song from Leonard Cohen. God bless Leonard Cohen. He did a world tour back in 2009. He was having some money problems and some other reasons, but we were all very grateful to have the presence of Leonard Cohen on the world stage. We're going to be hearing a song by Leonard called Democracy is Coming to the USA. And that's a good thing. It's a positive. It's a sense of renewal and revitalization. But we're going to start the set with a new recording from Sting. The album is called 57th and 9th, released in 2016. The song is called One Fine Day. And after that, we're going to celebrate some of the music. We're so lucky here in our community to have such talent, such gifts around us in the musicians that we have. And one of my favorite musicians is Jan Turan. What a great duo. That's Ramona Jan and Andre Turan. So we're going to hear a track from their debut CD released in 2015 called Woopa. The song is called Sometimes a Hero. And then after that, we get to listen to Leonard Cohen. All right, this is Sting. One Fine Day.
Optimists say the future's just a place we've never been. Same mistakes
between
again.
The two, I can't decide. Really, I must choose a side. I guess I'll wake up smarter one fine day. Apologists say the weather's just a cycle we can't change. Scientists say way beyond. Dear leaders, please do something quick. Time is up, the planet's sick. But hey, we'll all be grateful one fine day. Today our Northwest Passage just got found. Three penguins and a bear got drowned. The ice they lived on disappeared. Seems progress of a kind. Who knows what else we're going to find? So do you trust your head or heart when things all seem to fall apart? I guess we'll wake up smarter one fine day. One fine day. Dogs and cats, rabbits jumping out of hats. Now what's got us all our guards?
Country, but I can't stand the scene. And I'm neither left or right. I'm just staying home tonight, getting lost in that hopeless little screen. But I'm stubborn as those garbage bags that time cannot decay. I'm junk, but I'm still holding up this little wild bouquet. Democracy is coming to the USA. It's coming through a hole in the air from those nights in Tiananmen Square. It's coming from the feel that this ain't exactly real, or it's real but it ain't exactly there. From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay. Democracy is coming to the USA. It's coming through a crack in the wall on a visionary flood of alcohol. From the staggering account of the Sermon on the Mount, which I don't pretend to understand at all. It's coming from the silence on the dock of the bay, from the brave, the bold, the battered heart of Chevrolet. Democracy is coming to the USA. It's coming from the sorrow in the street, the holy places where the races meet. From the homicidal bitching that goes down in every kitchen to determine who will serve and who will eat. From the wells of disappointment where the women kneel to pray for the grace of God in the desert here and the desert far away. Democracy is coming to the USA. Soldo on the mouth harp.
Sail on, sail on, oh mighty ship of state, to the shores of mead, past the reefs of greed, through the swamps of hate. Sail on, sail on.
To America first, the cradle of the best and of the worst. It's here they've got the reins of machinery for change, and it's here they've got the spiritual thirst. It's here the family's broken, and it's here the lonely say that the heart has got to open in a fundamental way.
Democracy is coming to the USA.
It's coming from the women and the men. Oh, darling, we'll be making love again. We'll be going down so deep the river's gonna weep and the mountain's gonna shout amen. It's coming like the tidal flood beneath the lunar sway, imperial, mysterious, in amorous array. Democracy is coming to the USA.
Shores of me, past the river.
I'm neither left or right. I'm just staying home tonight, getting lost in that hopeless little scream. But I'm stubborn as those garbage bags that time cannot decay. I'm a junk, but I'm still holding up this little wild bouquet. Democracy is coming to the USA. Rafael Bernardo Gayol on the drums.
Leonard Cohen, live in London, released in 2009. So eloquent, so outspoken, such a candid man. Leonard Cohen, and right before that, from Jan Turan, we heard Sometimes a Hero. That's Ramona Jan and Andre Turan. And we started that set with a song by Sting, One Fine Day. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. So what a day we're having. Outspoken freedom of expression everywhere, all across our country. Democracy is coming to the USA. I love it. I love it. You know, we started the program with some music from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, songs that they performed in a live tour that I got to see, the Freedom of Speech tour. They wrote those songs back in the late 60s. Well, David Crosby has been having an incredible renewal. He's a fountain of creativity. In the past 3 or 4 years, he's releasing albums just sequentially, one after another. It's pretty astounding. And the most recent release from David Crosby on September the 29th in 2017, the CD is called Sky Trails. And he has a lovely way of describing his personal feelings, but he also has a streak in him where he's very outspoken politically, and he can get very sarcastic, and he can have a lot to say. And there's one of those songs on this album, Sky Trails, called Capital. Think Hunger Games. Think Washington, D.C. Think March for Our Lives. And after that, since we're in the now part of the Now and Then concept, 2017, we're going to hear a track from Paul Simon's Stranger to Stranger. The song is another, like a poet laureate of our time. The song is called Proof of Love. So let's start with David Crosby, Capital.
Built to impress you, and it works like that. All that white marble and the guards at the door. The metal detector, the following eyes, geometric patterns covering the floor. Symbols of power, eagles and flags, attendants, assistants, moving like sharks. Through crowds of citizens, patriotic souls, visiting the Capitol and the National Park. Think to yourself, this is where it happened. They run the whole damn thing from here. Money to burn, filling up their pockets, where no one can see and no one can hear. I wonder what they say. Say to each other, how do they think?
what do they feel when they come out of those rooms and put on their faces? Is anything they say to the cameras real? They come for the power, for the power they stay, and they'll do anything to keep it that way. They'll ignore the Constitution and hide behind the scenes, anything to stay a part of the machine. And you think to yourself, this is where it happens. They run the whole damn thing from here. Money to burn, filling up their pockets, where no one can see and no one can hear. And the votes were just pieces of paper. Sneer at the people who voted. They laugh as the votes were not counted. The will of the people was noted and completely ignored.
Thank you. begin again. No easy trick without a guide or walking stick. Begin before the bells of twilight peal. Downhill town, the road ahead, spiral as a serpent's bed. A teaspoon of desire for my meal. I trade my tears to ask the Lord for proof of love. If only for the consolation of gazing at the stars above. Inside my skin, don't be afraid, your days won't end with night. Feel the sun, drink the rain, let your body heal its pain. Bathe beneath a waterfall of light. I trade my tears to ask the Lord for proof of love. If only for the explanation that tells me what my dreams are made of.
Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed the music on today's program. And I thank you once again. Thank you so much for listening. Now and Then, support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Callicoon, New York, dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncallicoon.com. It's just a few seconds before 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's currently 46 sunny degrees here at our studios in Jeffersonville. You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York. We're your community radio station, Radio Catskill. Stay tuned. The Janice Adams Show is coming.